Harry Styles, As It Was. It is Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. One of our favorite things to talk about here on the show is, of course, the farmer's market. And I had no clue it had the length of heritage that it has now. And, of course, the current location it's at with the permanent structure and that pavilion and everything else, that's a fairly new addition. But we've got Chad Queen here to talk about it this morning, and I had no idea the 46th anniversary of the Hardin County Farmers Market.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
46 years.
46 years.
So were you down there when you were like eight selling ears of corn out of a truck? Or, I mean...
I was barely walking, truthfully. But it's pretty crazy, you know, being a communications and broadcasting guy myself, math's not always my strong suit. We're not known for that. But 46 from 2023 is 1977.
Wow, that is something else. That's really something else.
Well, thank you.
And there's been so many different types of things changed with the farmer's market and a lot of new products added as people's ability to look at the marketplace and add new things that maybe weren't available in Kentucky in the past. That's pretty cool.
Very true. And you know, while there have been changes, the one thing I would tell you is since 1977, we focused on providing food you trust from farmers you know. And I tell people that if you go to the grocery, you might know your neighbor that works there, a classmate, whatnot. But what do you really know about the food that you're buying? Now, yes, it's regulated and whatnot, but you can not only trust the food you get from the farmer's market, but it's a great opportunity to get to know the farmers, and you can actually talk to them about how they grow up, what their practices are. And it really is a great chance to get back to what our society used to be about more, which, yes, we're social bees, but right now a lot of people are more on social media. But with the farmer's market, you not only get great opportunities for locally produced high quality choices, but a chance to gather, to have connection and community.
And you guys are celebrating the 46th anniversary. And what are you doing to celebrate this?
We're having a party, and we feel that's pretty good. I looked it up. I don't know. When you have a 46th wedding anniversary, there's always that every year what gift you bring.
Right.
And they really didn't have any answer. They said, well, you might do some kind of modern poetry. I'm not a poet, but.
And you know it.
Yes, and I know it. But, you know, parties is a great thing to do. We're going to have a regular market from 7 to noon. And to the first 50 patrons, we're going to be giving away our new nice T-shirts. And also the Hardin County Conservation District is giving away rain gauges while supplies last. We'll have drawings at 8, 9, and 10 for different door prizes like a $30 gift card to Impellizzeri's Pizza that they donated. We appreciate that. Also a family four pass to Heartland Mini Golf. And the 10 o'clock drawing will be a surprise. And then at 11 o'clock, we have a ceremony where Anna Vaughn from North Hardin High School is going to open our ceremony singing My Old Kentucky Home. We're going to have Sharon Spencer from the Department of Ag. Judge Tall is going to come and share a few remarks. And we're also going to have an appearance by Miss Kentucky and some other opportunities to know your food and know your farmer. And then, of course, a friend of y'all's show as well, Sakina Bunch, is going to be there from Clean Good Eats doing some tasting and sampling and sharing her story. I've enjoyed watching your all, what was that, the Mayor Cook-Off Wars, mm-hmm. I think. She's got a great story and a great skill that she'll share. And then, most importantly, every good party needs to have cake or cupcakes in this case. And we're locally sourcing the carrots as well as the eggs. And a little trivia, that you can actually produce the natural color additive for red velvet cupcakes from beets.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. That is something else.
All right, so this is happening this Saturday, mm-hmm. and where can people find out the details about this?
You can go on our Facebook page or Instagram, as well as different media outlets like yourself. We appreciate you all helping us publicize it. And the farmer's market itself, as you all might know, happens at 200 Peterson Drive. It's right next to one of the recycling collection places we have here. And I'd encourage everybody, whether you're a regular, we definitely appreciate your support. Whether it's been a while or maybe you're new to the area, come and check us out and find out why people look at our market as a Central Kentucky gem going on 46 years now.
All right. Chad Queen from the Hardin County Farmers Market, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we are Quixie 98.3.